producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No,
nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is a big, big, fancy, pantsy, big, fat news night at Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Man, do we have some interesting stuff to look forward to tonight, like the election results, returns. They're calling it Super Saturday. I guess that's their take on Super Tuesday. But they're trying to figure out, some hip nickname for it. So it's Super Saturday today is what they've decided to run with. And it's already a news night. We've got experts standing by to talk with us about it coming up on the show tonight, because Ted Cruz has already won big three times today. His first win was in the CPAC gathering. Now, for those of you that don't follow politics religiously, you may not know what CPAC is, and that's okay. It is the Conservative Political Action Conference, and takes place in Washington, D.C. It is the largest gathering of conservatives in the country on an annual basis. So they come together and they talk about strategies for winning elections and how they're going to go about pursuing the goals this time. And they always take a straw poll. And Donald Trump yesterday, within 24 hours of when he was scheduled to speak, remember, as the leading candidate in the race, he's the guy that's on top of the mountain here, right? He's the guy that's supposed to be going, off to victory very easily. He actually says to CPAC, don't think I'm coming. To which the CPACians... someone tell Biz TV they're cutting off my head, like right in the middle of the screen. It's like cutting off my head there. I'm that vain. I don't want my head cut off in the middle of Radio Night Live on Coast to Coast television. Anyway, CPACians don't take it very lightly when they invite all of the major candidates for president. They all are invited. They all say they'll show up. And then within 24 hours of actually having to speak, Donald Trump goes, I'm going to take my little hands and go to somewhere else because I have very small hands. That's what Donald Trump said. So they said, okay, fine, we're not going to vote for you then. And in the straw poll today, Ted Cruz walloped him. In fact, he and Marco Rubio combined had 70% of the straw poll vote. John Kasich gave Donald Trump a run for his money. I think Trump came in with 15% at the end of the polling. So anyway, long story short, that was a huge win for and it doesn't have any delegates or anything for the actual election. But CPAC is that room full of activists. It's that those are the kids in particular. And there's lots of kids, and they get in their cars, they go back home, they get on the planes, they go back home. When they get back home, they go to work. They get yard signs, they walk neighborhoods, they do the stuff. And so Donald Trump basically deflated his own base that could have been very activist for him, and just decided to stand him up. And that's how they interpreted it. I saw lots of reports from there. I'm normally at CPAC. I've broadcast on Saturday nights from there many times. But happened to not be there this year. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. My phone line's open, 888-340-3373. Now I come to you from the flagship station of our beautiful network on Saturday night of AM 970, The Answer in New York, where the Trump supporters in the greater New York market have a love-hate relationship with me. They love my broadcast because we have doubled the audience in every month we've been on an afternoon drive. They love my broadcast. They hate my guts. Because I haven't eaten the drank the Donald Trump Kool-Aid. I haven't, you know, there's lots of people in New York. Who are you voting for? Yeah, Donald. Yeah, Donald. He's my guy. It's kind of like the guys that are out in the hinterlands going, yeah, America, F yeah, yeah, Trump. Trump's our guy. Why? Well, because he's going to make China play fair. How? Because he's going to do it. That's like the extent of the conversation that you can have. Because if you ask any deeper question than that, then they get really irritated with you, and then they start calling you names the way he calls people names. What are you like, little Marco? Hey, this last week was kind of interesting. You know what we had in the history of presidential debates occur for the first time? Nick, you got this clip. We had a presidential candidate, a front runner nonetheless, refer to his own manhood. From the stage of a debate on primetime television. Nick, roll that clip if you got it. We don't have it. Okay. If you get it, let me know. So Donald Trump, for the first time, broke the barrier of bragging about his girth to the nation about how manly he was. Because Rubio, you know, he was teasing him about the hands, and then he decided to take it a whole different level. First time, primetime television presidential debate. Watch this.
He hit my hands. Nobody has ever hit my hands. I've never heard of this word. Look at those hands. Are they small hands? And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem.
Okay, thank you. Yeek. Man, I can't tell you just the ick factor that does to me. Like, the office of president. It's supposed to be a high office. We're supposed to have respect for this. No. At the debate this last week, you had Marco Rubio shooting spitwads through straws into Donald Trump's hair. Basically, that's what it was. And then Donald Trump was picking boogers and flicking them back at Marco Rubio. We are a nation now... In this primary season that has begun to accept spitball spitters and booger flickers. And we call it serious political discussion. Meanwhile, Ted Cruz and John Kasich are at the other end of the stage going, oh, God. Hanging their head in shame. 888-340-3373 if you want to jump in. Coming up at in the next segment, we're going to speak with a representative of the Cruz operation, Team Cruz Crew. Steve Dace, he's a nationally syndicated talk show host, heard on many of the same stations that carry this fine program, and he's going to give us some perspective on what the reports mean as they are coming out tonight, because there is a lot of news that is being made. This was supposed to be a Donald Trump day. Donald Trump, he actually even told the people in Kansas, like, he put some sort of guilt trip on them. He's like, you know, I made a big fat U-turn with my Trump jet, came all the way here to the middle of the country, and if you guys don't win for me, I'm going to be very, very angry at you. He actually said that at a campaign event this morning, and then they went out and voted 2-1 for his closest competitor. Ted Cruz officially winning Kansas by... And people are all talking about, well, you know, if you don't have Trump as the nominee, what's going to happen in the general election, because Trump's brought all the new interest into the party, right? Wrong. In 2012, Rick Santorum won the state of Kansas. He won it by getting 15,000 votes in the primary. Tonight, Ted Cruz, winning the Kansas primary, the caucuses, scored better than 35,000 votes as the winner. The entire field of the Kansas caucus in 2012, only 4 years ago, had 29,000 votes cast. Ted Cruz scored more votes tonight in the Kansas caucus than the entire field of the Republicans 4 years ago. In fact, Donald Trump in second place at only 17,000 votes, far behind the 35,000 that Ted Cruz had, he would have beaten Rick Santorum 4 years ago. By 2,000 votes. Marco Rubio almost beat him in third place. He had 12,000. I mean, friends, Trump may have some degree of responsibility for generating some extra interest in the campaign, but these candidates are getting their message out. Ted Cruz generated massive turnout in a huge win tonight, thumping the front runner in the state of Kansas. And just before we went on the air at the beginning of this hour, the state of Maine, who nobody gave Ted Cruz any chance in the Maine caucuses tonight, and he was declared the winner at 45% in that race as well. That's supposed to be Donald Trump territory, way up there in the more moderate Northeast. And John Kasich had spent a lot of money up there trying to win that state as well. He came in third place. Actually, Marco Rubio walks out of Maine with no delegates. He had to reach a 10% threshold to get any delegates tonight. So we're off and running. It's Super Saturday. There's lots of results that will still be coming in. Also in the Ladies Lounge in the second hour tonight, we introduce a brand new voice to that segment. Bethany Mandel will be with us. She blogs for CapX.co. We'll talk to her about CPAC as well. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known, and I'm
so glad you're with us, live from New York, our house band, the Hot Sardines, kicking off Radio Night Live for us in between the tops and bottoms of the hour. So glad to have you with us on Biz Television and great Salem radio stations coast to coast and many more. Thank you for taking time out of your Saturday night. I know it's, you know, your time is valuable. The fact that you spend it with us week after week is really meaningful, and I'm grateful for that. It's a big news night. We are watching Decision 2016, and it is something, as I have made mention in the previous segment, my drive time listeners here in New York have a love-hate relationship with me. They love me because we've continued to double the audience each month that it's been on. They hate me because I'm not a Trump supporter. I've asked them to try to convince me as to why I should, but then, you know, you got Mr. Ted Cruz who just like walks into territory tonight. I was told by Trump people that Trump was going to go undefeated tonight in every respect. Well, guess what didn't happen? First, he lost the CPAC straw poll, which means a hill of beans, and then he doubled Donald Trump in Kansas, and he scored more votes for himself. 35,000 plus is what they've tallied than all of the Kansas caucus cast in 2012. So don't give me this business that Donald Trump's the only thing that's turning up the turnout in the Republican field. And then he was just declared the winner in Maine moments before we started on air tonight. 888-340-3373 is my phone number, and glad to engage you in the conversation. But I want to go to Des Moines, Iowa, because nationally syndicated talk radio host Steve Dace and the author of the brand-new book, A Nefarious Plot, also a successful author of a handbook for conservatives that is really required reading if you're just getting into the movement. Steve Dace, who's also heard on many of these stations, joins us. And, Steve, you've endorsed Cruz on the record since, I don't know, what, spring or summer of last year, I think. I mean, it seems like that you've been on the record forever for Mr. Cruz. As a Cruz crew member, this is a big night for your guys. Your guy has had a huge day so far.
It is. It's a big day, Kevin, and I think that we're seeing a turning point here in this race, and it really doesn't. It goes back to last week. The 2 debates ago was a bad night for Donald Trump when you had Cruz and Rubio essentially tag team on him, and what we saw then on Super Tuesday after that debate is we saw Trump won 3 states by fewer than 3 points.
Yep.
The polling average had him winning Oklahoma by 11, and he lost. He couldn't win Sarah Palin's home state. Barely held on in Virginia, which was one of those states I mentioned. He only won by 3 points. And then that carried over to Thursday's debate, where he was absolutely annihilated in that debate.
Yep.
And then you see the results that we're having, that we're witnessing here tonight. And you throw in the skipping out on CPAC yesterday. Regardless of what the reasons were, he claimed it was because he thought Kansas, it was more important to go there and speak to the voters. There's stories out today that it's because they couldn't get CPAC to agree to waive the Q&A that all the other candidates were willing to go through.
I've actually confirmed some of those rumors today. I've been on the phone a lot. And yeah, that's exactly the case. The Trump campaign was specifically petitioning CPAC to change the rules. All the other candidates agreed to the same format. And he didn't want to do it, and it's probably because he's been exposed a little bit. Steve, you failed to mention that in the midst of the rest of that deck that you just laid out, there was this little other Trump card that was laid in there, which was the very difficult time he had identifying who David Duke was and whether or not he should right. disavow him. And, you know, similar to Romney's 47 states, similar to a number of other things that have been, you know, kind of shockers in a presidential race, that to me is historic in terms of head-scratching.
I completely agree with you, and I think that we're starting to see chickens come home to roost. We're seeing now a pattern that's been really going on for over the last month in this race, which is Trump does very well in early voting and then loses voters who decide on Election Day. That's happened, I think, in every state other than the banana republic known as the Nevada caucus. So I think clearly he has reached a tap-out mechanism. He has grown his support as much as he possibly can. And now that we're into the closed caucuses and primaries, most of the rest of the way, the sort of Dixiecrat white nationalist Appalachian vote that he had in some of those southern states crossing over for him is not going to be there very much longer. And now we're going to hear what a majority of Republicans, they're going to render their verdict the rest of the way. And you know I'm all about Never Trump, and I think Cruz is the best candidate. If I thought the best way to stop this election, because there's no way Donald Trump is going to win a general election. You know, I'm a data-driven guy. Yeah. I'll lay it all out for an audience if they want to hear what it is. I could. There's no way. He'll never win. If you're voting for Donald Trump, you are effectively voting for Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States.
Well, on a couple of different levels, and I thought that Mr. Cruz did himself very admirably in the debate by pointing out that Trump has written 10 checks to campaigns of Hillary Clinton's within the last few election cycles. And not only that, if I was advising Hillary Clinton, the number one thing, there's two television ads I would run. If I was a Republican running against Hillary, the one I would run until it literally burned the TV set raw would be, what difference, Senator, then does it make? Talking about the Benghazi kids and you know, how she abandoned them. And there's lots more underneath that the military feel about that they're not even allowed to talk about. But there's so much related to the email scandal. But if I was advising Hillary, the TV ad that I would run would be, I don't know who David Duke is. And then I would split screen that with his 2012 admission that he knows who he is and he should be dismayed. And I'd run that in every black ethnic inner city market that I could run that in. And I would absolutely crucify him. It wouldn't even be close.
I'll give you three data points to reinforce what you just said. Trump's favorables with women right now are minus 30. Minus 30.
Yes.
Before we even get into general election. His favorable with Hispanics, minus 64.
Yeah.
Minus 64. And now you've got practically everybody in the conservative movement that Trump has not promised something to or hired. Has essentially, for the most of them, have come out and said they won't vote for this guy under any circumstances. So you're looking at a worse base turnout than what we saw with Romney and McCain. So I, if you're voting for him, enjoy your tantrum. Like whenever children have tantrums, it will amount to nothing. You will not get your desired outcome this way.
Yeah.
And so I think you're watching and what happened today in Florida. We showed this video, actually. We got back from CPAC today.
Can we take one quick commercial break and come back?
Sure.
Because I want to hear the whole story. Well, we're very glad to have Steve Dace, a talk radio colleague at the Salem Media Group and heard nationally weeknights, 9 to midnight. But he's joining us tonight because he's also a member of the Cruz crew, and he's been a public endorser of Ted Cruz for quite some time. And he's kind of looking at the numbers tonight saying, wow. This guy had a big day, winning CPAC, winning Kansas, winning Maine. Some breaking news when we come back. There's been another state that has been called. We will give you the details on that before we go away as well. In fact, it was the Louisiana primary. It looks like it's been called. Drudge is saying that, at least. Coming back to you live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silver, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
That's a pretty beautiful night if you're watching on Biz TV, the site of the Brooklyn Bridge live. It's not a bad day in New York. We're going to have 72 degrees on Wednesday. That is very unusual for us this time of year. But glad you're with us back in the Decision 2016 headquarters, I guess. We're looking at the results as they come in. Ted Cruz, huge day, won the CPAC straw poll, running away. Donald Trump got 15%. Ted Cruz was 40%. Then he picked up a massive, smashing victory in Kansas. And more than 2-1 over Donald Trump, who literally told the people in Wichita, Kansas this morning, if you don't get the win for me tonight, I'm going to be very, very angry at you. I guess Kansas is on his bad side for the next little while. Then he went up to Maine. Ted Cruz has secured a victory there. Louisiana, just before we went to the break, has been called for Donald Trump. I want to go to my guest, Steve Dace, who's a nationally syndicated talk radio host from Des Moines, Iowa. He does the Steve Dace Show each weeknight, 9 to midnight, on the Salem Radio Network, and is also author of the brand-new book, The Nefarious, A Nefarious Plot. Steve, the Louisiana race doesn't look like it's going to be close either. What was Trump's strength in Cajun country there? I mean, he didn't have Jindal. Jindal endorsed Rubio. So what was Trump's key there?
Well, these endorsements don't seem to be doing much for Rubio. He had every endorsement in Kansas you would want. He had every endorsement in South Carolina other than Jim DeMint and Jeff Duncan that you would want. He had all the endorsements in Louisiana you would want. It looks like he may not even make the 20% threshold there. And when they call a race that early, typically in a primary, what it means is the candidate that they called it for killed it, crushed it in early voting.
Yeah.
Because those are the first numbers that come in when they start looking at results. So it'll be interesting to see what the actual Election Day results were.
I think they have literally 0.4%. reported, yeah. And they've already called it for Trump at 47%. To Cruz is next in line with 23. But you're right, Rubio is under the 20% mark, and if he doesn't hit 20%, he doesn't get anything in Louisiana.
No, in fact, that will help Cruz tremendously. I mean, we saw this in Alabama, for example, where Trump had about 40%, Cruz had about 23 or 24, and Rubio was under 20. And so they ended up, Cruz and Trump ended up splitting those, even though Trump won the state by 20 points, Cruz and Trump ended up splitting those delegates. I think it was something like 28 to, 12 or some, or 22 or something like that.
Yeah.
So, because that's what the game is about now. Cruz after tonight will now have six states where he has won. You have to have won eight. According to Rule 40, you have to have won eight. Well, technically, the rule says you have to have a majority of the approved delegates in eight states. And for folks who know how the Republican Party operates, Kevin, keep an eye on that phrase, approved delegates, okay? Because a lot of people think that means eight states, but as we learned in The Princess Bride, that word may not, that doesn't always mean what you think it means, okay? But for now, let's say that it does mean eight wins. Cruz is now at six. So that would give him, so if he's at eight, that means it does really just become a game of delegate math. And to put in perspective what this means, 4 years ago, Rick Santorum won 11 states. That's as many as Ronald Reagan won, challenging Gerald Ford in their legendary primary in 1976. And already Cruz has more delegates than Santorum received by winning 11 states, twice as many states, 4 years ago. So it really is a game of delegate math the rest of the way.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. And it is possible that nobody gets to 1237. In fact, it's increasingly likely that there may not be a direct winner of 1237 before the convention, and that's a whole different discussion there. Now, let's focus on Kentucky just for a second, because that looks like it's going to be a late night, Steve. It's 38% in. There's only 6,000 votes separating Trump and Cruz. Trump had an early lead. It's now down to a little over 8% difference between the two. What's your feeling on this? What's your gut tell you on Kentucky?
My gut tells me that the Team Cruz is going to be kicking themselves at the end of the night. Because, yes, if Rubio weren't in that race, it's clear Cruz would be winning. But they never even played for that state. Kentucky switched from a primary to a caucus, which a lot of states do when a favorite son runs for president to try and help them get an even larger percentage.
Right, right.
So they did this for Rand Paul. They don't really know how to run the thing. It's been kind of a mess, which is why it's taking so long for the results to come in. Caucuses should take quicker results because everybody's voting at the same time and it's a smaller group of people. So the Cruz team kind of wrote that off and just said, you know what, we can't be everywhere. So what they've done there was completely organic, Kevin. He didn't campaign there. So you get at the end of the night, the Cruz team's going to be kicking themselves, I'm guessing, looking at what they were able to do organically, thinking, you know, with a stop or two there, we would have perhaps won that state and taken three out of the four here tonight.
Not to mention, if Kasich and Rubio weren't in the race, that's another 27-28% that's available for the toss-up.
Well, this is why when, Kevin, when people hear the Cruz people say, They're the only candidates that can beat Trump outright. I would take it even, and here's, it's not spin if you're on the map.
I'm sorry to do this to you again. Can you hold one more time?
Sure.
It's Kevin McCullough from New York. Don't go away.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Today for free. There's a live shot of a busy Times Square if you're watching on Biz Television. If you're just watching by way of radio, welcome to the Inner Sanctum. Radio Night Live here, live from New York. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Steve Dace, talk show host and author and columnist and writer and website publisher. What else do you do, Steve? You do it all.
I wash windows.
Well, in the Dace household, yes. I'm sure that Ms. Amy puts you to work quite well around the house. But, no, a great voice in the fight for what is true, just, and good, and we're glad to have with us. Steve, you were just starting down the path of explaining a very important point. I wanted you to have plenty of time to get to it, so pick up where you left off.
Well, look at the delegate math. You can make an argument if you understand the way the process works. We don't really have that many winner-take-all states.
Right.
There are really only 10. Most of the states that claim to be winner-take-all, like yours of New York, your state, home state of New York, really isn't. It's winner-take-all by congressional district.
Right.
So, you know, there are several districts in your state that Ted Cruz would get delegates out of, in places like upstate New York, western New York, that are more conservative, for example. So here's the thing. The debate really comes down to, if you don't want Trump to be the nominee, what is the better way to do it? There are two schools of thought. Pardon me. The one school of thought is that they all stay in, split up the delegates, and Trump can't get to 1237. The problem you have with that is you look at Maine, for example. Rubio didn't qualify for any delegates there. It looks like he may not qualify for any delegates in Louisiana. He didn't qualify for any delegates in three of the states on Super Tuesday. And in fact, he spent $1.5 million in Texas, which was more than he spent in Florida, to get 17%. Cruz actually needed Rubio to do better than that. He needed him to be above 20, because since Cruz was at 17 here, or Rubio was at 17, here's what happened. He took away a majority of Rubio's votes would have gone to Cruz, and that kept Cruz under 50, which would have let Cruz win all of the state's delegates.
Right.
And by Rubio not getting above 20, that actually gave Trump more of the proportional allocation of delegates. So the reality is, if Rubio is too weak of a candidate, and it now appears his only two wins, 2 months into this process, are going to be Walter Mondale's former firewall and a place that's not a state, Puerto Rico. You know, at least John Kasich's being honest, Kevin. John Kasich's openly saying, hey, we're just going to win my home state of Ohio and then hope the establishment steals it for us at the convention. He's being honest about that.
Yeah.
Rubio has no other path. And they're stretching the bounds of credulity by trying to come up with one. And so I think actually the better way to beat Trump is to do it in the primary than to do it at the convention, when you're going to have probably a lot of leftover bitter feelings. If you do it in the primary, where the voters make the decision themselves, then it's far better, far more likely you will come out of your convention as a united front against a weak Democrat candidate, standard bearer in Hillary Clinton. And Cruz is the only candidate that can build the coalition large enough, as we've seen in seven states already. He's beaten Trump in six. And then he finished ahead of him in Minnesota.
So, well, and it's debatable.
He's the only one that can do it.
And it's debatable that if Ben Carson had been out, you know, a week earlier, he would have won Arkansas and maybe another state on Super Tuesday. And that effect is only going to be multiplied by the Rubio departure. So let me ask you this, because you know Senator Cruz well. What would prevent him from talking to Marco in a utility closet at one of the convention centers and say, hey, you're the VP. Let's do this thing and let's take him down. I mean, what would stop him from saying, let's make the unity ticket that Reagan and Bush made and stop the greater threat? Because I do think that if Trump is the nominee, you've got an untenable choice for an electorate that is literally jazzed to want to go vote, Steve. These are record turnouts everywhere, and it's not all Trump. There's a lot of people that are anti-Trump that are turning out. If he's the nominee, you just depress all that.
If you take Trump off the ballot, we'd still be at 119% record turnout
of
where we just were last cycle. So I don't think anything would stop Ted Cruz from doing that. I don't think the onus is on Ted Cruz. I think the onus is on Marco Rubio.
Yeah.
That's a column that I wrote in the Washington Times a couple of days ago. And he's kind of almost out of time now. Because if he wasn't going to do it before this weekend, which would have helped Cruz really unite the non-Trump vote going into this weekend, giving him an entire week to go toe-to-toe with Trump in Florida, you almost now, and this is unfortunate, because Marco is a 44-year-old, very talented politician. But now this is going to play itself out, and he's probably going to get his pants pulled down on March 15th in his own state. And there's nothing to be gained by that. It may be the end of his own political career. If you're a Cruz supporter, you probably actually want Kasich to stay in because there's a better chance that he's going to win Ohio than Rubio is going to win Florida. And that's the reality. If Rubio can't even win his home state, then he does nothing to help us try and stop Trump from being the nominee. But I'll say this, Kevin. I have done this delicate math 7 times in the last 4 days.
I follow your Facebook feed.
I do not believe Trump can get to 1,237 delegates.
Yeah. And even with his lead, which isn't that big, it doesn't look like anybody can. So so best case scenario then, in Steve Dace's mind, you're saying we're going to a brokered convention almost no matter what.
Well, it's not. There's a difference between what I want to be true and what I get paid to do as analysis.
I understand
that. The most likely scenario is a convention.
Yeah.
Now, I do think it is possible that Cruz could get, if you saw Rubio out of the race by March 22nd. Why March 22nd? Because Arizona's winner take all. You have Arizona and Utah. Cruz is going to win Utah. So Arizona's winner take all. If you had Rubio out by March 22nd, it would be possible, if Cruz won both of those states, for him to get to 1237, because if you get it down to him and Trump, the whole dynamic changes. It's not just adding other people's votes. It's the way the media covers the race.
Right.
Look at how different this last debate was without Ben Carson slowing things down all the time.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
It changes the whole dynamic, Kevin.
Well, and it exposes the weaknesses. Okay, we've got 60 seconds left, Steve. Give me the plug for the book. It's a great read. I want everybody to get a copy, but if they're just joining us for the first time, A Nefarious Plot.
It's A Nefarious Plot. We're actually now in the top 200 overall on Amazon, so we're very excited about that.
That's
a modern-day homage to C.S. Lewis's The Screwtape Letters, and it's the best thing I've ever written, which I will admit may not necessarily be the greatest compliment in the world, but it's the best that I could come up with.
Well, just see how good of a compliment it is when you get your copy on Amazon. Buy it on Amazon, push Steve's numbers up, and we're appreciative of you taking some time away from your family tonight. I know you were at CPAC, so for you to be with us was a big thing, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome, brother. Take care.
All right. Steve Dace from Des Moines. We are live in New York. Kevin McCullough, we've got more election results coming your way, plus the Ladies' Lounge, top of the next hour. Don't go away. It's Radio Night Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What's better than a hot sardines? And if you're watching on Biz TV, visuals of Fifth Avenue. I mean, it's just a classic night in Manhattan, and it doesn't get any better than that. Kevin McCullough, thank you for making Radio Night Live part of your Saturday night lineup. We've got a lot to get to yet in the next hour. Bethany Shondark Mandel, who's never been on this show, but is a very good friend of two of the ladies of the Ladies Lounge, both Alicia Krauss and Carol Markowitz, and a talented writer all unto herself, is just back from CPAC, and she's going to give us a report on that. And we got more election coverage for you throughout the evening. Now, normally we like to have more fun and be a little more irreverent than we've been tonight. But, guys, this is a crazy, crazy day today. Ted Cruz picks up the big CPAC straw poll win, then smashes, literally takes a 2x4 to the nose of Donald Trump in Kansas. Beats him like a wicked stepsister. I mean, there's nothing left of Donald Trump in Kansas tonight. And he was the one threatening the Kansans, if you don't vote for me, I'm going to be very angry with you. It's like, how'd that work out there, Mr. Trump? He actually complained about having to take some big U-turn to get over to the middle of the country and then head back to Florida because he wanted to go down to Florida. He wants to win Florida so badly, and you just feel it. You feel it. You feel it. But we'll see what happens. It's going to be an interesting. This is by far the most interesting presidential race of my lifetime, and I'm 45. Let's go to line one. George is calling from Long Island, New York, listening on AM 970 tonight. Hey, George, welcome.
Good evening, Kevin. I'll be brief as possible. First, Cruz, I must compliment him on his fierce convictions, but he's got to be a little more bread and butter, because history shows people with fierce convictions wind up wrong, like Thomas More, Jesus. He's got to be a little more down to earth, and I think he'll pull in more people.
Okay.
As far as Rubio goes, his small hands comment should ask the question, what about Rubio's small mind? Because only a small mind would come up with that kind of a comment.
Yeah.
I snuck into the Hillary rally. Did you get jammed up in traffic?
No.
No, that's because, wait a minute, that's because she was concerned about her limo carbon footprint. So they used her broom. She went to the rally on her broom, and while I was there, I heard the short list on her VP.
Well, and so just, hold on, George. For people listening across the country, because we're not just on in New York, Hillary came to the Javits Center this last week and did a rally, and George is implying that she rode her broom in. Okay, and she's got three on the short list. Who are they?
Al Sharpton, Caitlyn Jenner, and if the DOJ cooks the books, she's going to put Bill as her VP. So you'll have Bonnie and Clyde in the White House.
Pretty much.
As far as Donald Trump goes, I'm going to give the nation a nightmare. Donald Trump could possibly be the real Manchurian candidate.
It's interesting because he's written 10 checks to the Clinton campaign over the last...
Very, very, very coincidental, very scary.
Yeah. All right. Hey, George, good stuff, as always. Thanks for putting a smile on my face. Kevin McCullough, Hour 2 of Radio Night Live across America, coming up next. Stay with us.
With you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Pornographic.